KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Hey, this is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix. On our state and region, I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast. A daily digest of Arizona news is reported by the KJZZ News team. And welcome to Wednesday, the 19th day of August, 2026. Lots going on. Let's get cracking with the news. Well, construction has begun on the Trump administration's second border wall project inside Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. The border-hugging monument is home to an ancient spring system and already has one steel wall. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has the latest.
The National Park Service closed the road to Quito Baquito Springs in July. The millennia-old freshwater system drains into a pond about 200 feet from the border and hosts endangered species like the Quito Baquito pupfish. Russ McSpadden with the Center for Biological Diversity says he reached the site by foot this week.
About 2.5 miles east of Quito Baquito, I ran into a big swath of land that has been cleared by border wall contractors, and it's about 100 feet of land cleared north of the border.
McSpadden's photos show heavy machinery and two sites east of Quito Baquito that have been cleared of all vegetation. Customs and Border Protection says the second wall at the spring itself will be within a 60-foot stretch of land right along the border. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, a sweeping election reform measure which would require Arizonans to show ID every time they cast a vote survived a legal hurdle to make it on the ballot this fall. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
The measure will be on the ballot as Prop 144 and makes a series of changes to Arizona's election laws. It was sponsored by Republican State Representative Alexander Culloden. He's now the GOP nominee for Secretary of State. A Tempe council member challenged the measure, arguing it violates a constitutional rule that measures must stick to a single subject. But the Arizona Supreme Court agreed Tuesday that the proposal complies with the rule. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, an updated management plan for the wild Salt River horse herd means no horse removals in the near future. The new plan released on Tuesday says the herd must be reduced due to ecological concerns. The current plan includes removing several horses for adoption, but that is now suspended for a period of 2 years while a genetic study is underway. Salt River horse manager Simona Netherland says the population goal also jumped from 120 to 170.
It was really through our concern, through our herd health report, through consistent public pressure, through legislative pressure, that we've come to this better solution, in our opinion, than it was before.
The Arizona Board of Regents secured funding for the genetic study of the horses, which will be conducted by one of three state universities. Cochise County law enforcement leaders met Governor Katie Hobbs in Sierra Vista to highlight the continued effort to seek nearly $1 billion in reimbursement of state funds spent on border security. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Dannell said the funds are necessary to prevent deterioration of security at the border.
What we saw on the last administration was horrific in this county, horrific for the state. The state stood up. Sheriffs, police chiefs, we all stood up. Our troopers stood up. We all did the right thing.
Dannell's office spearheaded a statewide crackdown on various border trafficking operations back in 2023. Hobbs and local law enforcement hope to secure a piece of the $13.5 billion congressional allocation for repayment of state funds that were spent on border security as part of the Big Beautiful Bill Act. Well, despite growing public distrust in the use of AI by law enforcement, one Arizona police department says it will use the technology to help investigators manage heavy caseloads. Lily Roseboro has more.
The rural city of Eloy, located along I-10, south of Metro Phoenix, is adopting new AI-powered software to streamline police investigations. East Louth, Inc. says it provides thousands of AI investigators to help police connect cases and look for leads. The Eloy Police Department is the first agency in the country to partner with the company. Byron Gwaltney is the captain of Eloy's patrol division.
There's too much data and not enough time or manpower to filter through that data and absorb it and ingest it. So where East Louth comes in, especially for a small agency, it provides the working power of squads of detectives.
Gwaltney says the department first discovered the technology at a policing convention. East Louth co-founder Scott Thomason says the program works off of a copy of police data.
And it breaks down into four things: what was done, what wasn't done, what should be done, and what's incomplete.
Thomason says the data is protected by proprietary software. Critics of the technology point to mistakes and data privacy concerns commonly found in AI work. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the Arizona Supreme Court has affirmed a lower court ruling removing the so-called poison pill measure from the general election ballot. Critics called it a veiled attempt to undermine school voucher reform efforts. From the politics team, once again, here's Wayne Shutsky.
Republican lawmakers said Proposition 145 would protect military families who receive empowerment scholarship account dollars by stopping the state from passing new laws to revoke those funds. But it also includes language that would fully void any future law that violates those protections, which critics says was created to invalidate any attempt to reform the voucher program. The Arizona Supreme Court agreed, and it ruled that including both of those provisions in the same proposal violated a law that bars state constitutional amendments from dealing with multiple unrelated subjects. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, meanwhile, related to that story, a trial court determined supporters of a measure to put guardrails on the state school voucher program did not collect enough valid signatures to get on the November ballot. Yesterday, the Arizona Supreme Court affirmed those calculations. Opponents of the measure, including Republican state lawmakers and the conservative Free Enterprise Club, claimed victory, stating the measure was dead. The state's largest public school teachers union said in a statement, it's unfortunate that voters won't get the opportunity to rein in vouchers. Well, Maricopa County has seen historically high numbers of eviction filings over the past few years. And now, as Catherine Davis-Young tells us, the county is launching a pilot program to assist vulnerable renters.
Renters in four Phoenix zip codes with high eviction rates will be able to apply for one-time rental assistance. Eligible households may receive up to $3,200 to cover up to 2 months of rent. The County Board of Supervisors budgeted $800,000 for the pilot, and the program was designed with input from the landlord trade group, the Arizona Multi-Housing Association. Evictions can strain county resources, and a record of eviction can make it harder for tenants to find future housing. Supervisors say the goal of the pilot is to intervene before families wind up in court. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Lake Powell hitting a new record low is just the latest piece of bad news for the Colorado River, as climate change and mega drought and overuse are straining the vital water source. Jack Schmidt is with Utah State University's Center for Colorado River Studies. He says this moment is even worse than when Powell reached its previous low record back in April of 2023. And back then, he said scientists knew a big boost from snowmelt runoff was right around the corner.
The difference now is we're breaking that record, but it's only in the middle of August, and we have no idea what the coming winter is going to be.
As the lake dips closer to the minimum level needed to generate hydropower, Schmidt says there'll be plenty of hand-wringing this winter. Well, Maricopa County has confirmed 81 heat-related deaths so far in 2026, which is more than double the number that had been reported at this same time last summer. Here's Catherine Davis-Young once again with that.
Maricopa County had seen decreases in heat-related deaths for the last 2 years after local governments made major investments to combat the problem. It's too early to know why the trend now appears to be reversing. But this year, dangerous heat did start much earlier than ever before. Phoenix hit triple digits in mid-March, which led to at least 9 deaths. Kelly Donnelly-Williams with Maricopa County Public Health says bodies aren't acclimatized to heat that early in the year, and the county's heat relief network doesn't begin operating until May.
And so when we see those temperatures that early in the year, it's dangerous.
More than 500 possible heat-related deaths remain under investigation, with more extreme heat still in the forecast. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovello says he's been told that Ketel Marte traveled back to Phoenix for tests on his left knee and was a bit surprised at the lack of communication with the All-Star second baseman, who missed Monday night's game and then last night as well. He was asked if he thought he would play again for the team this year, and he said he hoped so. Meanwhile, Marte again missing from the lineup last night in Boston. The Red Sox handed the D-backs a third straight loss, 9-4. Eight different players with hits for the Red Sox, and all four Arizona runs came in the third inning off of Gabriel Moreno's grand slam home run. D-backs try to avoid the sweep at Fenway this afternoon in the last of three. And that'll do it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast, this August the 19th. I'm Phil Latzman. Stay cool and hydrated, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.